in his Kaddish. It's
him we can even go it's so
maybe
he's put there
anyway. Now, why at this point, so
to the Zakos Vakos you see, the Pshat in him we can go home is not that he didn't die from that boy. He died from that boy. It's a special Zakos. So then the Zakos applies only to Mitzia Bemezi. Hamak is Chavir Bezodi.
Now,
not
of a kosher you do a shnai
na
ulach as
man is a
gerim i harein ki
shtek ki shat in na na in
so marashi she
go mit der trobe when he says who is the wound in by all
who she do kolom sir ke
dibo so the way we say he didn't die from mishne he died from a heart attack it was just a coincidence
meyo kishnai
he died from a heart attack the same moment when somebody
spoke the kolom sir ke dibo
he died from
that
so
before
so
because the Rambam can give on the Hilchas. The Mishnah says
Mihilchas
that means the Rambam can go back.
Halach has I said
V'chein hadeich Meyoidim
V'chein hadeich Veshavir amreish agak V'lof alom
So Shlishon Meyo Shalom says When we say That by the Shalom Kolom Posa It is going to show That is only V'yim tok in Dibo
V'yim besino yidu
V'yim tok in Dibo
Shekol bokem Shein begei V'yachom
This is how things Explains Rashi Rashi is not explicit. Rashi is very obscure because Rashi says something. Who she do come sechel dibo? Hoshem koma maslis meyo kishnai. What does it mean? Kishnai. Now you talk Mishne mentions meyo kishnai.
Suppose we have
nim shakol nepos.
No, it is called.
So this is assumed that according to Rashi, Robe is reference to the din of nim shakol nepos. So he says,
how do we say that shakol nepos is going to fall on me? In the parasha of Zokin by
Behemoth,
if in Behemoth
so
somebody digs in
Bay,
and Behemoth
falls into the Bay,
if all the hundred, so then, if it's Pochet, so you didn't test the Pochet, so it's Pochet.
Now, this is.
We
require a view of this in the
Mishnah.
So it's the same thing. So it's the same thing. Because the Mashma is so much more than the call of the apostle, and it's all about the Tokhle Dibo. Elo de Ries Maise Gomo Iduson, Afke Yido Acha Tokhle Dibo, the Koma Horgat, the Kachnire. The Koyer Akadim, the Alokhil, the Komach, the Kulom, the
Komach,
the Kulom, the Kulom, the
Kulom, the Kulom,
the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, the Kulom, חושב תחדד כשהיא ידועה כדיבו משום שימים באמס ואם כן ידוסון הסחיל מריאה שלהם וריאה שלהם מויסו בבשחס עם מועדי אבל אם זה מין שאינים לממס אם כן ליבו ידוסון אלא כשהוא ידעו בבס
Because it means it's a double appellate, it's an unusual thing
that the behemoth should
get killed from a bear less than 10.
So Teisa says
so that all this member,
who should do, the
same Allah does not have reference to Allah to call the apostle.
Because Ligabi, the behemoth call the apostle, even if they are not even talking to the people.
So
that is
so
a
concern.
She said, but it's
a very unusual thing.
It doesn't
happen.
So we still apply the thing to call the post.
But under normal circumstances, it doesn't happen.
People,
it's very
unusual. So that's exactly what I'm
saying. It's very unusual.
So when we say
in the
Romans, that is only Ligabe.
So that is also applies that is only to the Ligabe. It doesn't apply
in the case of where he's talking to people.
That might work.
Even have a testify, to make people, and then 99 was the 100 was not with them.
And the other half led testified to Chedivo, so the time behind one is in the Nishazome, until the 108, so the 99 that were the testify, and I mean, that one is in the Nishazome, the 108. So what got the Gavin is going to post, even is Vach to Chedivo. So Jesus says, why is there a little high pay of in Zim, the Rabbi is in the Rabbi, so there we apply that Zim, only if talking to if it's talking to and the Kabbalah is called impossible to apply it simultaneously, so there is a very simple commission because by the same meaning the Amizem, so that means that they didn't see together, so there was no zeal for the common visit, because if they were Amizem, so that means they didn't see it. They didn't see it because by falsely, so there was no zeal common
visit.
So only the Amizem, the common visit,
the same Amizem,
So now the Shach in the Shach says that Rashi also explains the answer to the Rabbi the same way as they says. Because Rashi Makis doesn't say, but who should you talk about? Rashi says, but Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says,
but the Gzerasakos itself is expressive of the Mitzvah. In other words,
Meo Kishnai, we would say, so now we are not the nations, Meo Kishnai, we got two things.
The guy is instantaneous. He died from that point, but it's especially as a cause of he is a Ritzeiach, but he's part of Mise. So just this, as Tomil Lechensky is a
Roche, applies to the Mishne,
so it applies to Akkoyeshe Miglohomis,
Afil Meyo, so Rashi means the expression of Nain Afil Meyo in the Rebshimen Sarangche, not the expression of Nain Afil Meyo in Rabakime. So in other words, so the Shach says that Rashi explains it the same way.
Why is he also in the Rambam?
Well, only the text But since Rashi doesn't explain, we can go more in the sense of Iragode, but in the sense of others, strangers, not about the Dovo, like the Raivet, some Mele, so there is no distinction difference between the Havamin and the Maskone. So, and now, the Havamin even takes this agreement, the Havamin was that he is in the Rie, not in Iragode. So there is strong
Rashi
is like have to resolve anyway, to the so on one hand we say that according to Rashi have to resolve so the din of the Xerxes
if it has reference
so
to the case
even if they if the it has reference to the case altogether.
where
his thesis says no he must become Iragode. And then all of a sudden thesis assumes that according to Rashi
So the
halacha of to call the apostle doesn't apply even to Iragode.
Unless
the apostle testified talking to people of the apostle. So it's Lakotze Lakotze. So there's
difference
between two Rashi. It's Lakotze Lakotze.
So
in one Rashi, Rashi implies the Rashi as the Gemara of Paul Arover that he's talking to people that the apostle doesn't apply to an Idriyo, but only to Iragode. And
why do we
Iragode?
Why should it be
the
real Malkes?
Of the Kshev.
I mean,
the Kshev.
And then, the other Rashi,
so it's Mashmah,
fulfilled the mitzvahs at Torah.
So it's not
the Yisra'etzirah. How was the Yisra'etzirah?
So,
how was the Yisra'etzirah?
So,
how was the Yisra'etzirah?
That's obviously the Pshat in Rashi.
Now,
no doubt.
Let's see.
So, now,
let's see.
The
let's
two the whole Gemara mentions the Ramashi. The Ramas says, that by the Ramah agrees
if
with the Shita of the Rashbam.
Malkes, that's another misay.
He agrees with the Shita of the Rashbam.
Whatever the reason is, when the Pshat is, as Rashi says, let's say that Rashi's Pshat is not the same as the first Roshan Tezis.
It is Kulam Ptulam.
So then, so Malkes is a fifth misay.
It's a fifth misay. Even though he did not become an Idagon.
So, but all the Pshat is because even
the
Malkes, so what does it mean? Because even though Bezdin first makes an Umdene, but an Umdene doesn't mean that
he
didn't
die.
Umdene only means he shouldn't die.
So because
normally he shouldn't die from it. He shouldn't die. But if he dies, he dies from it. So that means that he is Chana. Malkes,
so
even though the possibility is not excluded,
did not that perhaps it was not this
very, very remote
so way
that as a result of the execution
however,
of the Malkes, will die. Still, the Torah says,
was
no,
not
don't concern yourself with that possibility. As long as the Umdene is, that
no
problem shouldn't die,
being,
so you have to give him Malkes.
But
so
later
that
on,
means, and if he dies,
later on,
well,
he came to Bezdin and he testified to
get
Malkes.
He said to get Malkes, and
so
he,
says,
so
in
Malkes,
such case, he
that Malkes, which was preceded by the Kshayim, results in his death. Well, that's his
he
anus.
He was not mischaven lohoi b'shasrei.
That's his anus.
That's
so
the Ramashi.
So Gemara is a Kashi.
Now, the Shach, I mean, why for the Shach?
If Malkes is a fifth misay,
so Mimele,
why do we have to be?
Why do we have to be? I don't know why he says like that it's not Mistaba. It seems to me
the
that it's very Mistaba. But anyway, the Shach is great on the Ramah. And the Shach says,
you
much
didn't know
that
there is a special Zerzakosu.
All the Mishayim
must be
all the Mishayim. I don't know.
So the Machin assumed there is no special Zerzakos.
So the Shach is chilek.
So why must
but the Ramashite is certainly not unreasonable. Because what the Ramashite is,
one cannot say
the Aloha of Nimshach is observed. That the apostle
thing,
I mean,
but one is high
misses of the so it can
because it's high misses
and
so that the misses at all.
It can take
when is high
called and it can take effect.
When is high
called?
So it's not high
in order to take effect.
So
there
is a possibility as a result of the market.
If it's not,
as a result of the market, it might
be
as we shall die.
So then the apostle Benatin
has to run away from.
The Hakode of the
Kosher,
only because the Hakode of the Kosher will take place to be Vassachas in the Hakode of the Kosher.
So
then, the
Hakode
of the Kosher
is the Hakode of the Kosher. After all, he's only Chayim. He's only Chayim.
If it is,
how can we So fulfill the mitzvahs at all, there is a possibility. There is a possibility, So that he might die. So turn the nefesh. So because of koach nefesh, the general.
That's why the agode of the kosher is relevant. But then there is another agode.
Why should best be the basis of koach nefesh? If we say that malchus is
the same observation was made by the apostle and the kosher.
If we say that malchus is not the kosher,
so the idea of the apostle.
We have to say according to whatever the pshat is,
he doesn't all have
because every Malkis, every time one gets Malkis, there is always a possibility, an extremely remote possibility that he'll die. So whatever the reason is, so that means that the pshat in Malkis is his higher Malkis, and that chiyuv of Malkis includes a chiyuv of everything that will happen as a result of
it.
Because since Malkis is b'moke mise imeres, so Malkis is really in lieu of mise. In lieu of mise. But we have no business, no right to kill him just like this, because he's chayev this type of mise. What type of mise? Malkis. But if as a result of the Malkis, he'll die, so that means he was chayev that Malkis. The Malkis, which results, which are the circumstances, results in this. That is real. That is real. So maybe why should, so it's not shy to say to Koach Nefesh, just as it's not shy to say to Koach Nefesh, when a person was even up his own, and then Besn was given a dinner in Abdi Zohar, so no, he shouldn't meet out to Koach Nefesh. But that's the mitzvah. He's chayiv that mitzvah. And that's the mitzvah. So he's chayiv mitzvah. But what kind of mitzvah is a chayiv? He's chayiv mitzvah's malchus. So if he doesn't die, he doesn't die. If he dies, so that's the chiyu. So why should we be concerned whether he dies or he doesn't die? He's chayiv mitzvah's malchus. So just as there is Mrs. Skille, there is Mrs. Reife, Mrs. Herek, Mrs. Kenneth, there is Mrs. Malkis. So of course we have no right to just it, to stone him to death, because then it will be a little rotzchi, because he's not chayev Mrs. Skille, he's chayev Mrs. Malkis. But why should we worry whether he will die, he won't die? He's chayev Mrs. Malkis. If he dies, he dies. So the halacha of Koach Nefesh shouldn't apply. So, Omalei, Omakro, Viniklo, Chicholei Nech. Ki mochi sagabe de chayim mochis. Amar agabe de chayim mochis. So in other words, the halacha is that we can only meet out the Malkis if we are sure on the basis of a thorough wounding that he will not die in the midst of the Malkis. He will not die in the midst of the Malkis. And if the woundedness, according to the woundedness, he might die in the midst of the Malkis, then he's not high in the Malkis. He's not high in the Malkis. In other words, so the Gemara, while the Makshin thought that the reason as to why we have to make an undene, so that is based upon the general din of Koach Nefesh, so maybe the Gemara asked, how can we apply the din of Koach Nefesh? It's Chayim Mises Malkis, if he dies, he dies. So the Tarzan says, no, it's not on the basis of the general din of Koach Nefesh, the Rekwat Erikulet. So just Koach Nefesh is Deichel Mitzvah Smile. So Koach Nefesh is Deichel Mitzvah Smalkis. No, it's a special Mitzvah Sakoso. That we have to make an undene. That we have to make sure that he is not going to die.
in the normal way, in the midst of the Malchus, Elo, the Tanya, or Duvi Tabules, in Maki, the Isil, and Maki, so easily Stalins, we have a Tam the Sore, the Mirfie Esri, we hold Messer, we hold it, we have my is Bahod the Lamus, Doki Mochi is Agabe, the Hayek of Mochis. In other words, we have to give those exercises that we can only beat out Malchus that is ruinly Stalins. Who is the Stalish? In other words, if it's divisible by three, from this, we know that the Pshat in Avoyim Yalkenu is not Avoyim Yalkenu 40, but Misparaseichem Avoyim. Misparaseichem Avoyim. So it has to be, so mainly if the Umdeni is that he can be Mikabel Esrim, but Esrim he can be Mikabel. Same. So we don't give him Esrim. Say Esrim, because Esrim is not divisible by three. So we give him 18. Why? Because 18 is divisible by three. But if you say that Malkus can miss him, so Malkus is another chiyuv mise. It's in mise Malkus. Limchaye Esrim v'chode. V'chimaye is ba'chode leimis. Do kimochis. Agave de chaye komochis. Omalei, omakro. So at first the Gemara says, the Gemara assumed that the Gemara Zakosuv of Viniklochichle in Echo is that implies only that he should not die. It shouldn't be possible that he should die in the midst of the Malkus. But if the woman is in the midst of the Malkus, he's not going to die. But he'll die after the Malkus. So then the Gemara Zakosuv doesn't apply. And since Malkus is another type of Mise, Mises Malkus. So mainly that we are not worried about Pikach Nefesh. So we should be able to give him 21. Now let's see the Rash. Yochid he gufem wisehu umden lomeli diktone bilalik in deibneisim yochid kabel apoyim malkeisim vifimash yochid kabel vinikle bisho sholeiki yochichos yakes achayim leis ames vichivim di misle bipalke ki mochalidach palke lab lachayim. So far the Makshin assumed that it only implies that we shouldn't give Malkus if as a result of the Malkus, so the a few of the stripes will have to be realized after he's dead. So Abdul Kabbalah Esrim Rosh Yochel Kabbalah Esrim Vim Yoku Esrim V'achas Yomuz Bo Im Makin Eisei Elo Shemin Esrim Im Makin Zoru Is Nishtali Shlish Elo Shechalokim Vino Shemakin Shdi Yodis Machirov Shlish Mufonov Umikron Av Kulam Bila Umakin Makin Esrim Chol Dakat Echayu Makal Dechay Mochen So Chiyuki Or Kat Dechay Mochen. All right, now. So we see from this Gemara that Malkus Mokim Mise Medes implies that Malkus is really another Chiyuv Mise. It's Mises Malkus. It's Mises Malkus. And if there hadn't been a special Zeras HaKosov that we have to make an Umdene, so then we should give Malkus, even though as a result of the Malkus he'll die. Even if he'll know 100% that he'll die, we should give him Malkus, if not like Zeras HaKosov. And we couldn't apply that the general din of Pikuach Nefesh, because Malkus is another type of Mise. It's Mises Malkus. Now, so, but it doesn't matter whether he dies or he doesn't die. He has to get it the Malkus. If he dies, so he dies. That's his chiyuv. But there is a special Zeras HaKosov. So there is a special Zeras HaKosov. Now, what's the pshat in the special Zeras HaKosov? The special Zeras HaKosov. It's the pshat in a special, so without the special Zeras HaKosuv of Niklach Chicholei Necho, then we certainly would say that in an account of the principle of Malkus Mokim Misim it is, so Malkus is another type of Mise, so maybe we have to meet out the Malkus regardless whether he'll die. After the Malkus, in the midst of the Malkus, that is Einish. That is Einish that is high. But the Zeras HaKosuv, the Zeras HaKosuv, of Niklach Chicholei Necho.
So we could explain it in two ways. We could explain it that the Zakosuv tells us that no, that even though Malkus is Moki Mise Imedes, it's in lieu of Mise, but he is not Chayev Malkus. He is not Chayev Malkus if as a result of the Malkus, if it's a result of the Malkus, so he dies. Then he's not Chayev Malkus. Two, if he is Chayev Malkus, so then he's Chayev anything that results from the Malkus. But since there is a Kosovo, we have to make a Numdene. What does a Numdene mean? A Numdene means that Biderech HaTeva, that the experts say that Biderech HaTeva, in a normal way, he shouldn't die from the Malkus. But then he did die. So what does it mean? It was an unusual way, extremely unusual way. It was Shalei Biderech HaTeva. So Mimele, the Pshat could be that one is not Chayev Malkus if the Malkus entails Misa. But how do we know whether it entails Misa or it doesn't entail Misa? So Best makes an Umdene, the experts make an Umdene. In other words, and if they do make an Umdene, so Mimele, and they say that in a normal way, he shouldn't die, so it's so unusual that it would be completely abnormal. Shall we die to die? So Mimele, we don't have to be Cheshesh, Best doesn't have to be Cheshesh. Maybe he will die. Now, how about every Mile? The father is Mali child. Now, there is such a thing of Meisimachas Mile. So the halacha is, if two children or three children died in the family, Machmas Mile, so then we're not allowed to be Mal. Why? Because trades in the Chazoket, God is in our Chazoket. But, so there is such a thing. So even if there is no statistic that in that particular family two children, three children die, but that possibility is not excluded. It's not excluded. So Mimele, we shouldn't be mal. We shouldn't mal. The answer is that's the mitzvah Mile. That he is to assume that the teenage in question will not die from the Mile. And because if one were to be Cheshesh, if every father were to be Cheshesh, maybe his child is afflicted with a certain kind of sickness, with anemia or other kind of sickness, and he'll die as a result of the Mile. So the mitzvah Mile could never be realized. But the Torah says, Uvayim Ashmini Yimel Psa'ol Nosei. So that means a person, until it is shown that there is in that mishpoche, so they do not respond favorably to Mile. So Mile, he is to assume that he will not, that it will not be detrimental. Not be detrimental. But if Klafishmai is Galye, that the clinic will die from the Mile, so then Klafishmai is Galye, that he is not Mechuyev to Mal the clinic. But a father is not allowed to be cheshish for that extremely remote possibility. Otherwise, the mitzvah of Mile could never be realized. So maybe here too, without the Gzeres HaKosov, so certainly Chiyuv Malkus means he is Chayuv Malkus, and everything that this Malkus, that the execution of the Malkus entails, even if it entails Mise Miyad. So Mile couldn't say Pukach Nefesh Deich, so we wouldn't have to be. But there is a Kosov Nikola Chichol in Echo. So that Kosov tells us, no, we have to make an Umdene. And what is the purpose of the Umdene? The purpose of the Umdene is to ascertain that he won that. But if he did die, something very unusual. So it is just as a Tinek died. Just as a Tinek died, Machmas Mil. It is something very unusual. So do we say, the father, Klapishmai is Galia, that the father was Mechuyev? No. The father was not mechuyev. If the tinek did die. If the tinek did die, so the father was not mechuyev. But the father didn't know, and he was not allowed to be cheshish for this extremely remote possibility. So the male is an onus gomo. The male is an onus gomo. Not just onus, but an onus gomo. An onus gomo. So, but it doesn't mean that there is a chiyuv to be mal, even though tlaf ishmaya it was golu that he will die as a result of the mila. So here too is the same thing. Or the pshat is, since malchus is mokim miseimeres, malchus is mokim miseimeres. So mimeili, if not, the sakosu diklach shecholin achol would say business to execute the malchus, and even if it's 100%. It's certain that as a result of the Malkus, or even the midst of the Malkus, he'll die. And they'll have to keep on giving the Malkus after he's dead. So we should do it. If not, because Malkus is also Misa. It's Misa's Malkus. It dies, it dies. It doesn't die, it doesn't die. That's his Einish. That's his Einish. But the Xerosakosuv, Nikola Chicholinecho. So the Xerosakosuv only implies that Bezdin has to make an umdene, and if the umdene determines that there is a possibility he'll die, then he's not mechuyev. But if the umdene determines that he's not, in a normal way, he's not going to die, then he's mechuyev. And even though it's klap ishmaya galye, that he is destined to die as a result of it, but if the determination by Bezdin was that he shouldn't die in a normal way, so Mele is Mechuyev. He is Mechuyev the Malkus and anything that the Malkus entails. Anything that the Malkus entails. Apparently, on that point is the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam both agree that the Aloche of Hakoy Shem Mikdlom is Potter applies only to Eretzia Bezot. It doesn't apply to Eretzia Bezot. So because of that, Rashi says that only because of the Gzeiras HaKosuv, only because of the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Maya Rishus Afkol Rishus, Yotzav Makiz Neva Rav Aridis Talmidei, Ushliar Bezn Shehiko. So we have to resort to the Gzeiras HaKosuv. Otherwise, he'll be Mechuyev Golis. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam applies the Mishnah of Shliar Bezn Shehiko. Shliar Bezn Shehiko is Baldin Hanim Nam Lov Lebez. But it doesn't have to be applied to one who died as a result of the Malkus that Bezn was aiming that he can safely be Mikabel. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the Pshat. In as much as without Nikochanecho. So then we would say we have to execute the Malkus even if Bezdin knows that he will die in the midst of it. So it's only Gzeiras HaKosuv that we have to make an umdene. So the Pshat in Gzeiras HaKosuv is we have to make an umdene. And if the determination of the umdene is that there is a possibility that he will die in the normal way, there is a possibility that he will die, so Mimele is not Chayim Malkus. So he's not Chayim Malkus. If the determination of the Umden is that there is no possibility in the Bidah HaTeva that he will die, so then he is Chayim Malkus. Everything, and once he is Chayim Malkus, he is Chayim, everything that the Malkus entails, even if the Malkus entails Mise, that is it. So, that is... Now, that is his Einish. As a matter of fact, for example, let's say Yitzhak Abishagi was Gile, who was hearing Bizman Abayis when there is a Sanhedrin, so he was hearing a human being Bishagik. And let's say, so Bezdin is Gimadin him. Suppose they'll bring a certificate from the doctor, he has a heart condition, he has a high blood pressure. So the doctor says the possibility is not excluded that because of his condition, if he'll go, he might die, he might have a heart attack, And whereas if he stays at home in comfort and luxury, he will not have a heart attack. So does that mean Besdin will not take him to Golem Miklot? Of course Besdin will take him to Golem Miklot. Because that's his Einish. So just as we cannot say Pikuach Nefesh, every time a person performs an Aveira that is Chayv Mises Besdin, Pikuach Nefesh. Because that is Einish. That is Einish Goles. And if as a result of the Goles, so he might get a heart attack, well, that is Einish. Too bad, that's all. So Mimele, the Shittes Rambam is, without the Gzeres HaKosov of Niklo Achicholei Necho, so then I would say, Goles, Malkes, Vimokim, Misei, Meres. And Goles is also Nefoshis. Goles requires Sanhedrin Shulchan Gimel. It's also Nefoshis. Goles is certainly like a Misei. So in other words, if as a result of the Goles, he'll have to get a heart attack. So that's his Einish. So Malkes, the same thing. So Malkes, Mokim Misei, Meres. So in other words, so without the Niklo Achicholei Necho, I would say, He has to get a Malkus even if we know 100% that he'll die. So that's the Gersakosu, we have to make an Umdene. So what's the Gersakosu? That if the Umdene, the determination by the Umdene is that there is a possibility in a normal way that he should die from the Malkus, so then he's Potter of Malkus. So of course, so if Besdin will give Malkus, it'll be Rotzchen, because he's Potter. But if the determination by the womb that he is, that he, in a normal way, he shouldn't die. He's Chayev Malkes. And what does it mean, Chayev Malkes? He's Chayev Malkes and everything that the Malkes will entail. If he dies, well, that's his Einish. Became a mitzvah. So it's not that he's an onus gomu, but he couldn't have. So it's not analogous to a father who was mild, to a male who was mild, a child, and then it turned out that he died in the midst of the war. There, so he's an onus gomu. But here, he's become the mitzvah like someone who executes one with chayiv skillet. That's the Shittes Rambam. Where Shittes Rashi is, no. The Gzeres HaKos of Nikol Chichol Inecho implies that where he is going to die as a result of the Malkes, so then there is no mitzvah of Malkes. But in other words, if the Umdene is in the normal way, he shouldn't die, so he doesn't have to. So he is to assume that he's not going to die. Because in King Dorosov, that's the Pshat in the Gzeres HaKos. All right, now. Now, Teisa says, Yesh Mifoshim, Mishim Dineneach Azeroson Zu Misoson, V'nitenes L'Yisroel Malkes Al Azerosei Tachas Mises V'nineach. So, the Pshat is not only that the Torah deflected from the Midas Adin, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaut against Nineach. So the Gabi Yisroel, the Torah deflected from the Midas Adin, from the Midas HaMishpot, to the Midas HaRachmim, and in lieu of Mise, so the Torah provided Malkes. That's also true. But there is an analogy between the Chiyuv Malkes in Yisroel and the Chiyuv Mise in Nineach. The analogy consists in the fact that whereas Ligabi Yisrael, so there is no uniform principle that if one is aver a commandment, he's chayiv mises besdin. No. There are certain averes which specifically, because of the gravity of these averes, so they impose a chiyuv mise upon the person, upon the avai. So let's say Kilu Shabbos, Abrizore, Boali Shishish. I mean, all the Averes. So in other words, so if one is Bechal Shabbos, so he's Chayiv Mise specifically for the Avera of Chil Shabbos. If one is Avera of Abrizore, he's Chayiv Mise for the Avera of Abrizore. If, let's say, he's a Ritzeach, so he's Chayiv Mise for the Avera of Shurodom. But not because he was even mitzvah satiret, a love of the Torah. There is no halacha that azoroson zuim misoson likabi Yisrael, but likabi b'neiach. So b'neiach is chayv mise for amizori, is chayv mise for arayes, is chayv mise for shifchas domim, is chayv mise for gezel, so for birkas Hashem. So it's not that he is chayv mise with amizori because the avira is chayv mise for the avira of amizori. And when he's gazels, so he's chayv mise for the avir of gezel. No, gezel happens to be one of the zayim mitzvahs in neyach, and abri zoren because Hashem et narayis happens to be of the zayim mitzvahs in neyach. So the mechayev is not the specific ma'is avirah. The fact that he was avir, the azoros, azoroson, that's the pshat in azoroson zuyim mitzvah. It's not the abri zoren that is. Specifically, is Mechayev the Mise, but it's the fact that he was even on the Azor of the Bneiach. That's all. By Israel, no. So if he's even on the Azor, so he's Chayev Mise not because he was even Azor of the Torah. There's so many Azores in the Torah, and there is no Mise because specifically for the because of the gravity of this Aver. Because of the Avere of Avrizore, because of the Avere of Chil Shabbos. Now, Likavim Malkes. So, when one eats Nevele, he's Chayv Malkes. If he eats Chaylev, he's Chayv Malkes. He eats Reif, he's Chayv Malkes. He eats Baal Mamzeres, he's Chayv Malkes. He eats an Kippur, he's Chayv Malkes. He does a Meloche, and Yom Tev, he's Chayv Malkes. So it's not when he does a Meloche and Yom Tev, he's Chayv Malkes because of the Avere of Meloche and Yom Tev. If he eats Nevele, because of the Avere of Nevele. If he eats Chazer, because of the Avere of Chazer, no. There is a general Meloche, that every love that is Avere, as long as it's Dumye the love the Chsim. It has to be a love she is b'maise, and not a love on it a klese, and not a love on it Lazarus Mrs. Benson. It has to be dumi the love the chsime. So it's a general aloch that it being evi and the azores atora that is mechayev. So it's the same mechayev when neichum vele and then neichum yimakipurim and bar mamzeres and neisim loch biyontem the same mechayev. It's not different mechayev. Is the same chayim. So this is analogous to the chiyuv mise. This is analogous to the chiyuv mise of Meneach. And then something else we see. Now we say azoroson zuim misoson. Still, there are many aloches regarding Meneach, where the Rambam says chayuv mise vein Meneach. So what does it mean? Chayuv mise l'shomach. Chayuv mise vein Meneach. So now the question arises, how can that be? Now, we say that the Bneiach is only mitzuvah and zayim mitzvahs. He's only mitzuvah and zayim mitzvahs. And he's not mitzuvah and more than zayim mitzvahs. So mon efshech. If he's mitzuvah and zayim mitzvahs and azoroson zumi soson, so anything, if it is, it's not included in zayim mitzvahs, he shouldn't even be chayiv mise. And if it is included in zayim mitzvahs, so how can the Rambam say chayiv mise ben energ? So the Rambam says akum shehiko es Yisrael chayiv mise ben energ. Akum sheosak b'teiro chayiv mise ben energ. Akum sheshovas chayiv. Akum sheshovas means if he's mechadish and yudas. It doesn't mean a person who just doesn't do anything. It means if he's mechadish in yudas, if he's shabbos because he wants to be mechadish in yudas. So chayv mise ben energ. Mon efshech. Is it included in zayim mitzvahs? What in ben energ? It's nothing like a mitzvah. Why is a chayim misa? So the Mishnah says, chayim misa in Nerag means chayim misa shemayim. But why should it be muzer? So if he's muzer, so obviously it's included in the Zayim mitzvahs. So what do you mean? As a matter of fact, the respect to Akum Shosek B'Torah, so the Gemara says in so many words, the Atul Shinis in the Gemara, whether he's Mechuyev because of Gezel, Teiro Tzivolon Meishe Mirosho Kilas Yaakov, or because, like Boal Naram Ros. Now it seems that Rishinim Paskin, like the Russian, that he's Mechuyev because of Gezel. Now, so if he's mechuyev because of Gezel or because of Naram Rosso, so Akum Shigozal, Akum Shigol Naram Rosso is Chayim Misa Venerak. So why does the Rambam say Akum Shosek Beteiro? Akum Shosek Beteiro is Chayim Misa Venerak. And even though the Gemara mentions Gezel only Ligabi Ashur Akum Shosek Beteiro, the Gemara doesn't mention it. Ligabi Akum Shoshovas, but the Ramah, the Chidush Ramah in Sanhedrin, applies the same thing with Avi Akum Shoshovas. Because if he shaves, so then he is like Gezel, the Das Yisrael. Because Shabbos, that's how the Ramah explains it. Because Shabbos, that's the bris Shebin Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch. Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch. So the Ramah explains it also on the basis of Gezel. No, Akum Shoshovas is Chayiv Misa V'Nerak. Why all of a sudden Akum Shosek Beteiro is Chayiv Misa V'Nerak? And Akum Shoshovas is Chayiv Misa V'Nerak. So the answer is, just there is an analogy between the Mechayiv of Malkes in Israel and the Mechayiv of Misa in the Nerak. In other words, the analogy consists in the fact that in both, it's not a specific Maisa Avera that is Mechayiv, the Mise or the Malkes, but it's a general pattern. So regarding the Neach, the Aloch is as Roson zu Misoso. In other words, the love, as Roson of Neach, that's the love, that's the counterpart of the love of the Torah. So in other words, the Azores Neach is Mechayiv Mise. The love of Yisrael, if it's a Dumya, the love of Chsime, so is Mechayiv Malkes. Mechayiv Malkes. Now Ligabi Malkes, so we have a halacha that lav shebicholos ain lekin olav. Now, what does lav shebicholos mean? Lav shebicholos manifests itself in two ways. There is one type of lav shebicholos where the lav, where the ikrei shel lav, the pshuti shel mikro, has two connotations. The pshuti shel mikro. Let's say lifniv according to Rambam. So the Pshutei Shel Mikro has two pshotim in Lifnei Yivel Lisitin Mikshol. One pshat Lifnei Yivel Lisitin Mikshol, Kipshutei, if you put a stone, in other words, a physical stumbling block. And then, one is Machshel Eivra Avera. So that's also Nichlal in the Pshutei Shel Mikro. So the Yisrael of Meshit Kisyayin Linozir is as much implicit in the Ikrei Shalalav as the Yisrael of placing a stone before a blind person. So that's one type of Lav Shebicholos. So, and then there is another type of Lav Shebicholos where the Ikrei Alav, that means the Pshutei Shel Mikro, denotes one Yisrael. But Chazal deduced to the Midrash Hatir Nidreshes Ben another Yisrael. And that's also within the Kavonas HaKosu. But it is not implicit in the Pshutei Shel Mikro. And there is Aloche Mikro Yetzim the Pshutei. So Mele, Ligabi the Iker Alav is Chayiv Malkes. But Ligabi the other things, it's called Lav Shebicholos. For example, Loiseich Lo Adam. So the Pshutei Shel Mikro Loiseich Lo Adam implies That's the Pshutei Shel Mikro. And then there is another there is an the other isoi. Hoichom na beimo kidim shetitzinafsho. Even though there was shchite, so the isar of even lachai doesn't apply. But if he eats, let's say he cuts off part of the behemo after the shchite was realized, while the shchite was still while the behemo was still mifacheses. So if he cuts off part of the behemo and eats it, he's even allowed the rice. It's another thing, also included. Then sanedarim shehoges hanefesh, so they cannot eat that day. That's an isar rice. They have to fast the day when they are done dealing the foshes. That's an isar rice. So the Rambam says that Malkes there is only for one Isser, the first Achille of Ben Seir Meire. Because Achille of Ben Seir Meire is only Chayiv Mise if he does it twice. So the first time he doesn't get Mise, he only gets Malkes. In other words, if he steals money from his father and his mother and then he buys with it wine and meat and he eats it in the company of hooligans, and he eats it, have cooked, have diluted the wine he drinks, have diluted, have not diluted, so then, that's achila mevilish v'chazdomi. So that's the first step, in becoming a gangster. So memele, so if it was done with asroye, so memele, he gets malchus. Then if he repeats it again with asroye, then he gets mis. So the pshudish on mikro of l'seichlo adam is l'seichlo achilam v'lishu v'zomim. So that's the ikralah, the ikrasor, because that's implicit in the pshudish on mikro. But the other isurim that are included, but not in the pshudish on mikro. So that means, so ligabi the ikralah, the ikralah isera, so that which is implicit in the pshudish on mikro, so it's not l'avshu v'chloves, but ligabi, other isurim that are deduced, that are not implicit in the Pshudish on Mikro, so it's a lot of Shulchol. The other examples, Luisash Chis HaSeitzo. So, but the Gemara says that if somebody is Kerei Akilim B'chamose, he's also in Rebel Tashchis. So the Rambam says, Nuchas Mlochim, Sifra Mitzves, Malkes is only Chayev if he's Keres Itzmachol Derech HaShchose. But if he's Shever Kelim, he's Serev Godim Derech HaShchose, so he's not Chayim Malkes, he's even Anisal Raise. Why? Because Pshutish on Mikro has this Ashkes Aseitzo. So the Pshutish on Mikro denotes its Machov. But other Ashkoses are also included. So we got me other Ashkoses, so it's Lashu Becholes. Or Baltishakzu. So the Pshutish on Mikro Baltishakzu has reference to Eichel Shkotzim Umasim, so if one is Eichel Shkotzim Umasim, he's Chayim Malkes. But Ho Eichel B'Yodayim Suaveitz, he's also included. But he's not Chayim Malkes. He's not Chayim Malkes because that's not the Ikar Isya. So that's the Aloche, in the Mechayev of Azoroson Zu Malkoson by Yisroel, where every love that is Dumya the love Dechsime. So it's Chayiv Malkes. So the Mechayiv is not the specific Maisavira. It's not the Maisavira of Nevele that is Mechayiv Malkes. It's the fact, the violation of the law that is doing Lav Dechsimeh. So there we have a Loche of Lav Shevacholeis that is only Chayiv Malkes for the violation of the Ikar Yisera that is implicit in the law. Not other Yisurim that are included that do not represent the Ikar Yisera. He's not Chayiv Malkes for Eichel B'Yodayim Misoveis. He's not Chayiv Malkes for Eichel. He's not Chayiv Malkes for Eichel. He's not Chayiv Malkes for Seirev Godim. Or Kereya or Sheva Kelim. Only if he's Mashchis and it's Macho. Because there's Dikala. So the same Aloche. So that's the pshat in Azoroson Zul Malkoson, Ligabi Yisroel, that for every lav, Dumid lav dechzime, so is Chayiv Malkes. So only the violation of the Iker lav, not the other Yisurim that are included, and that is not the Iker lav. So Ligabi Beneach too. True, a Beneach only has Zayim Mitzvah Beneach. and there is a loch as Rosens on Misoson. It's not the specific Vaisavera of Gezel that is Mechayim Nisei. It's the violation of the Azor of the Mereach. But just as Ligabi Malkes, so only the violation of the Iker Alav is Mechayim Malkes. Not Isurim Betam Nichlal, that do not represent the Iker Alav. So Ligabi Mereach do. Only the violation of the Iker Azor of Mereach. Not other Isurim Betam Nichlal in the Azor, but do not represent the Iker Alav. Now, the Turi Even in Chagige, so he says, I mean, it's without that pshat of the Turi Even, so the whole Gemara is, it cannot be understood. So when the Gemara says that Akum Shosu Batiro Chayiv Misis, the Rambam says Chayiv Misis L'Shamayim. Chayiv Misis. Why? Either so one loshni is because tivo tivo lo meishem merosha kulas yakid al tikcho merosha elo meyu roso nara roso. Another loshni is no misab gezlo merosha mamish like gez. All right. So we can understand misab gez. In other words, if somebody studies Torah because Torah that's the kinyan of Yisrael, so akum shosak b'Torah, so he's a gezlo. But I mean, how can we understand this? Kibbol nara merosa. I mean, it doesn't make sense. We have to understand it. Of course it makes sense, but I mean, it appears, I mean, if we understand it, kipshute, chas v'sholem, it cannot be understood. And if it is just exeris akosuf, all right, but what's the pshat kibbol nara merosa? So the Turi Even says, I mean, that's the obvious pshat in the Gemara. Couldn't have any other meaning. Now, when a Beneach is born, Aleishishish, so then he's Eva to Yisurim. That's Muchach from the Gemore in Dalet Mises. When a Beneach is born, Aleishishish, so he's Eva to Yisurim. First of all, the Yisur of Arayis. A Beneach is Muzar and Arayis. And then he's also Eva. The Yisar of Gezel. Gezel, Ligabei, the husband. Because she is the wife, because there is a king and ishes in Beneach. Vidovak v'ishte v'loi v'ishes haveri. So there is a king and ishes in Beneach. So mimele, if someone is Mizane with an isheshish, Beneach, who is Mizane with an isheshish, so besides the Yisar of Arayes, so is even the Yisar of Gezel. He is even the Yisra of Gezel. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, Beneach sheyichet shifcho la'avdei de'odin. He had an eved. So he was miyachet a shifcho for that eved that she should be, that this shifcho should be the common law wife of this eved. And then he was born also his chayv mise. So the Rambam says that he's chayv mise because of Ishishish. Rashi says, no, he's chayv mise because of Gezel. Because even though he was the one, he's the master of that Evet. So he was miyached her as the Evet's common law wife. And then he is born, so it's an Isa Gezel. It's Isa Gezel. Anyway, we see from this Gemara, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we see that when one is born, so certainly according to Rashi, it's Muchach. But the Rambam will probably agree too with it. Except that the Rambam holds that there is no chiyuv mise for that kind of gezel, because it's not the ikar, it's a gezel. But from Rashi we see that there is even a chiyuv mise. If Beneach sheyichet shifcho le'avdei ubo aleho, so is chayiv mishum gezel. So Beneach shebo aleishes chaveirei should also be chayiv mishum gezel. But we don't have to resort to gezel. We don't have to resort to gezel. Is chayiv also because of arayis? Of arayis. So in other words, so there is an Isa Gezel. There is an Isa Gezel, certainly in the Isur Beneach. So when one is Bo Alishes Haverei, so not only does it involve a violation of the Isar of Arayes, it involves also a violation of the Isar of Gezel. Only Ishes Haverei, other Arayes not. The other Arayes that the Beneach is Muzer, that's not Gezel. Bo Al Azochir, Bo Al Abehimo. So that is included in Nisa Arayis, but not Nisa Gezel. But Ishishish it does not only involve a violation of the Yisra'ayis, but also the violation of Yisra'gezel. Gezel towards whom? Gezel towards the Baal, towards the husband. So Mimele, to heaven says, the machlik is between the two Lishinis and the Gemore. He answers Tesis Kashi. The Gemore in Chagiga says, a Mishrin divretero lak, Shenema magid yak, magid dwarf Yaakov, Hukov, Mishpot of Israel, also Chen Chogoy, Mishpot in Balidor. So that's a posik in Tili. So it's a love with the Kabbalah. So if one is Meser Divretero La'akum, so is Ever a love Midivre Kabbal. It's not a love that I say, but a love Midivre Kabbal. Mishpotim Bal Yedor. That's Gemara Gigit after this war. So Tesis says the Kashi, why do we have to resort to a Posik Midivre Kabbal? Akum Shosek Betero Chayav Mise. So mainly if Yisroel teaches Torah to an Akum, he's Ever with the Iver. So why do we have to resort to a Posik Midivre Kabbal? So Tesis gives the Teretz in Chagige, because Lifniver is only Shayer if it is traveled enough. If without the Israel giving, let's say, the Kisyan and the Nozir, so the Nozir wouldn't be able to take it. But if the Nozir could do it without him, there is no Lifniver. So suppose there is somebody else available who could teach him Torah, so then Lifniver, he wouldn't be Iver. But he's a very necessary love with the Kabbalah of Mishpotim Balidor. This is that. The Tureven gives another Teretz. He says as follows, because there is a machlikis in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, whether Akun Shadotil is Chayav Mise Mitzad Bo Al Naram Roso, or Mitzad Bo, or because of Gezel. So he says, what does it mean Naram Roso? Naram Roso also means Gezel. Because if one is born Naram Roso, you won't find it in the Torah Even in so many words. But this is what the Torah Even means. So because if one is born Ishishish and Naram Roso, so besides the Yisra'ayis, he is also even the Yisra'gezel. As we see, according to Rashi, B'neiach Sheyichet Shivcho Le'avdei, U Bo'ole is even the Yisra'gezel. So it's also the Yisra'gezel. But there is one difference between the Yisra'gezel that is involved in Bo'al Naram Roso, and in the Issa Gezel that is involved in the Issa Gezel that is involved in Gezel Matish. When somebody is Gezel Momi Chaverei, so when is Eva Issa Gezel, if the owner of the Momi doesn't give his approval for him taking the Momi? But suppose he's not Makpid, he says, you can take it. So of course he doesn't involve Issa Gezel. But Bo'al Ishishi, suppose, I mean, the husband of the woman is an immoral person and he gives his consent, he will still be able to forget. Because that's the aloch. It's not something that can be given away by one's consent. Only the gezli mome. So if it is taken with his consent, so it doesn't involve his gezel. So that's the machlekes. The one who says both hold that the isag is an isag gezel. Because Teira, that's the kiyan of Yisroel. Teira tzivolonu Moshe mirosho kilas Yaakov. It's mirosho. It belongs to the Jewish people, to the Jews. Every Jew has a kiyan. It's a spiritual kiyan. It's not the same kind of kiyan as one has in a table or in a house. But it's a kiyan. So mele mirosho kilas Yaakov. So mele nakum is oser. The question is it oser for a nakum? In the same way, Mitzad Gezel, in the same way as the Issa Gezel applies to the Shishish Naram Roso, where even with the consent of the Baal, he'll still be even Issa Gezel, or it's like Gezel Mome. So in other words, only if somebody furtively will, in other words, so according to the Mandoma who says that this is Chayiv Mise Mishum Gezel, so it's only if an Akum will disguise himself as a Jew, and furtively, clandestinely, he will try to learn the Torah from the Jews. So then it will be Gezel. But if a Jew teaches an Akum Torah, so it's not Gezel. It's giving away the Torah to the Akum. So that's why you have to resort to a special posik of Magid Vol Yaakov, Chukov Musil Yisroel, Osochein Lechol Goyim, Mishpotim Vol Yidorim. So Mimele, these aloches,
So just as Gabi love, so we have two types. So we have certain love where the Ikar love deals with one Isa. Let's see, Lishashkes is Eitzo. So the Ikar love deals with Hashchosas Itzmacho, not with other Hashchosas, but other Hashchosas and Nichlal. So the Ikar love deals with the eating of Shkotzim Rimos, but other Maisi Shekets are included. Let's say Ichob Yudai Misoveis, or Hamashes Mikovov, other Dvorim Shkotzim. So Anichlal, but the Ikar love doesn't deal with it. So Mele, the Aloch is, since he's not Chayev Malkes for the specific Maisavere, but for the violation of the law, only for the violation of the Ikar law, not for only for the violation of all the Isurim that are Nichlal, which do not represent the Ikar Azon. So we got Mrs. Neach also, as Rosenzo Misoson. But let's say in Gezel, so the Rambam says that what is Gezel? Gezel, the Ikar law of Gezel has of Neach has reference to Gezel Momein, Gnevas Momein, Gnevas Momein, Gezel Momein, Gnevas Nefoshes, Gezel Nefoshes. But there are other types of Gezel. There are other types of Gezel that are also included. Other forms of violence that are included in the Isa Gezel of Meneach. Now the Chidushi Aran says that Akum Sheikos Yisroel Chayiv Mise. So I mean, of course, the Arishinim Achilik. But Chidushi Aran says, Nadavke, it's Chayiv Mise Lin Nearak. So he says, Nadavke, Akum Sheikos Yisroel. Akum Sheikos, Akum, also the same thing. Because we learn it out from the posik ligamimisha that was before Matan Torah, and apparently that lotion holds that until Matan Torah, so the Oves did not have a din of Yisroel. There is a machleger shenim on that question. The Ramban in his Perush in Parsha Meir, so mentions in machlekes between himself and the Chachmei Tzofas whether a kid of Matan Torah had a din of Yisroel or not. So the Chiddush Aran says it's they didn't have a din of Yisroel, so mele it's not dafke akum shikas Yisroel chayiv misa. But if Makum Sheikha Akum. Now the question is, and it's Chayiv Misa Lin Nearak. So Chayiv Misa Lin Nearak. So where's the Azore? The answer is it's Nichlal in the love of Gezel. But the Ikar love of Gezel is reference to Gezel Momin, Gezel Nefoshes. But other forms of violence, Hakoye, other forms of violence are also included in the Isa Gezel. But the Ikar love of Gezel, the Ikar Azore of Gezel of Nineyach, has reference to Gezel Momin, Gezel Nefoshes, so other forms of chomos of violence, so that is only included in the Azore, and there is it's not the Ikar Azore, so Memeli is in Erak. In the same way as Ligabe, Malkes in Yisrael, we say Lafshe Becholes, he is only Chayv Malkes for the violation of the Ikar Alav, not for the violation of the Isurim that do not represent the Kalav, so Ligabe Azores Neneach also. So that also comes within the analogy between Azroson and Misoson of Neneach and the Malkes in Yisrael.
I understand is beginning Thursday evening, and these classes will be his dorm will be resumed the following Wednesday. Now, so the Pchine in Sanhedrin will be given on Tuesday. It will probably be given in another room, not in this room, because I'll have to give Pchines in the morning, some of the classes. So Tuesday morning, January the 1st. So there'll be a written chine. Now those who are in the smicha program will not have to take that chine. However, they'll take a chine in Hilchas Melicha. Those who have been following up Hilchas Meliche. So they'll take a Bchina in Hilchas Meliche on Sunday morning, it's December 30th. December 30th. Now, last time, we mentioned that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, the Havamin of Gemara was that in as much as Malkes is mocking Yisrael Medes, so Mimele, we should give Malkes and not be concerned as to whether he could take the Malkes. He could survive after the Malkes. Because even since Malkes can be saying Medes, so suppose he doesn't survive. So Malkes is also a certain form of Mise. And if as a result of the Malkes he dies, even if he dies in the midst of the Malkes, so that's his Einish. So the Gemara said that there's a Sakos of Nikol Achichal Einecho. So you have to make an Unden. So the question is, once we have the Sakos of Nikol Achichal Einecho, what does it mean? So the Kesakosuf only implies that we have to be remade as to whether he can survive it or not. But if the Unden is that he can survive it, then on account of Aloch and Malkes Mokim Mise Uimedes, so even if he dies as a result of the Malkes, so it's not Ritzich. It's not Ritzich Abeinis. That is Chiyu. Without the Kesakos Nikol Chichol and Echo, I would say he should get Malkes even if Bez knows that he will not survive. Because Malkes Mokim Mise Uimedes. So that is Einish. Now, on account of the Gzazakos Nikol Achichol Inecho, so we are mechuyev to make an Eimet. But if a Numden is made, and he still dies as a result of the Malkes, so then it's not Ritzich anymore. It's not Ritzich anymore. That's the Shittes Aram. However, Shittes Rashi is not. The Gzazakosuf tells us that even though Malkes is Mokim Mise Uimedes, now what does it mean? According to Rashi, this is the same pshat according to all Rishayim. Rashi says, because over Lazoras Beire, Ro Ulomus, Umisesu Konosov Lakosu, Vareu Kaachas Mina Mises. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi really means, in the Dinat Malchuse, there is such a concept as a commuted sentence. In other words, someone is guilty of capital punishment, of death penalty, but it's commuted to life imprisonment. So Malkes b'mokim mise imedes b'derech Moshe means that actually, according to Rashi, he says t'chivim d'ovar lazor asbeirei roulams. So that's really his enish, but the Torah itself commuted the sentence. In other words, the Torah deflected from the Midas HaMishpot to Midas HaRachamin and commuted the sentence, but it is considered Ki'achas Min HaMises. Ki'achas Min HaMises. Now, you'll say, so it's the same thing like Kefer. Now, the Gambol of Humos in Kefer Yusha Solo. So in other words, so that means that this is, that this, so there too it's a commuted sentence. True, there too.